want to hear what the Spirit speaks to the churches today. Yeah, we want to hear and overcome. We want to hear and let you write into our heart. May there be good fruit tonight. We want to hear your voice. We buy gold from him. So tonight, we redeem the time to buy gold from you. We want to pay the price and deny our soul life and follow you. Endure with him. Be steadfast with him as a pillar in his house. Yeah, we are faithful for God's house, and we endure with you. Yeah, or maybe be pillars in your house. Strengthen us in this new week to overcome. Yeah, we want to be overcomers. Thank you, Lord, to you we can overcome by far. Tonight, we want to hear your calling to be strengthened by your word. Yeah, and we escape all death. Yeah, and we appreciate our reward. May purify us before this fellowship. Yeah, purify our hearts and our thoughts. And we put our mind unto you, on that while it is in the heavens. We are thirsty and hungry for you. Appear to us in this meeting. Speak your living word to us. Say amen. Yeah, we want to return to the first love. Yeah, draw us near to you tonight, into your presence. We pray for all that are here tonight. We want to be drawn by you. Lord Jesus, we love you. Lord Jesus, we love you. Yeah, we turn to our first love. We leave behind all other loves. We purge them out of our hearts. Yeah, we turn to you tonight, Lord. Amen. Follow the calling immediately. Yeah, every time when we hear your voice, we want to follow you. We also want to endure with you. He who endures with you is blessed. That's what you say. We thank you, Lord, that you live in us and that you are the faithful and true witness in us. Thank you for the hope that you are giving us. We hold fast to you. We want to be pillars in your temple, and we don't want to leave your temple anymore, Lord. Yeah, Lord, we want to cleanse ourselves from all dirt. We want to come forward to you with a pure heart. We want to hear your voice tonight. We want to receive from you from the water of life. We need you and your speaking, Lord. Amen. Yeah, Lord, tonight we want to drink living water. You said you give us this living water. So we will not be thirsty anymore. May these living waters flow tonight. Yeah, we want to be as you are. We are longing for that, that we would be transformed into your image. Yeah, you gave yourself that we would be like you. You appear the church as a high priest. Yeah, we want to be judged by you and experience your life. Yeah. We want to see more of you and realize, recognize, know you, Lord. Yeah, Lord, we want to become overcomer. Thank you that you call us today. Give us that we would redeem this time, Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Save us from all distraction, Lord. We don't. Yeah. We want to become overcomers, Lord. Amen. Amen. Yeah, Lord, come quickly. Prepare us for your second coming. Lord, we want to be like you when you come back. Oh, Lord Jesus, that we would not put to shame when you come back. Yeah, sanctify us completely. We want to be transformed into your image. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we overcome by far by Him who has loved us. Yeah, you love us, and it is your love that made us make the step to find you, that we were looking for you, and you showed us, appeared to us. Yeah, but tonight we want to know more from you. We want to know you even more. Thank you that also tonight you steer us up through your word, bring us on. You bring us and may there be wells of living waters coming out of, flowing out of us. Amen. Last Thursday, Christian said we are like men in desert and we have to come forward to the oasis. And the Lord is our well. And I tried this verse, Isaiah 12, 3. And this is a really special well, and it gives salvation. And you realized you have to come forward to this well of salvation again and again, because it only by doing that you will be satisfied. And and therefore, let us sing this song, 286. Yeah. Yeah, therefore with joy you shall draw water from the wells of salvation, or from God, the well of salvation. Amen. Song 286. Ja, Amen. Wir uns nach dir. wird mit Freuden Wasser schöpfen aus Gott dem Quell der Errettung. In dieser Zeit werd ihr sagen, lob den Herrn. Ihr werdet mit Freuden Wasser schöpfen aus Gott dem Quell der Errettung. In dieser Zeit werdet ihr sagen, lob den Herrn. Rufet seinen Namen, kommt sein Tun unter allen Völkern. Verkündigt, wie sein Name so hoch ist. Jauchz und ruf heraus, du Tochter Zion. Das Schöpfen aus Gott dem Quell der Errettung. In dieser Zeit werdet ihr sagen, lob den Herrn. In ihr werdet mit Freuden Wasser schöpfen aus Gott dem Quell der Errettung. In dieser Zeit werd ihr sagen, lob den Herrn. Ja, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, call on his name. Make mention that his name is exalted. Yeah, make mention that his name is exalted. Cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion. For great is the Holy One Israel in the midst of thee. Praise the Lord in our midst. Yeah. Great is the Holy One of Israel in our midst. Thank you, Lord, that we can come forward to the well of salvation and that we can say, praise the Lord. Yeah. Yeah, you are our well. Yeah. We draw water from you. You are this well of salvation every day. Yeah, also tonight, you are our living well. And from this well, at this well we stay and we drink. Oh Lord Jesus, thank you Lord. Oh Lord Jesus, amen. Yeah, praise the Lord for the streams of living water. May it become a fountain in us. Yeah, your voice is like the sounds of many waters. May we hear your voice like this tonight. Yeah, tonight before the meeting, I went to the bank and I went in there and someone was behind me and he was friendly and opened the door for me and I gave him some tract and but I really had to overcome to give him something, but I really learn to listen to the voice of the Lord more and more. If he tells me to give somebody some tracts, to actually do it. And then he took that, then he was really friendly and not, yeah, and more and more people came in and the Lord touched me and I gave them something. offered him something, and I was amazed. They all are friendly and took it. And even some a woman talked to me from by herself. And I really have to thank the Lord that He gave this opportunity to, and I could be obedient. And I pray for these people. Really do your work on them through your word. May they read it and be touched, and you can give that they will really inform themselves about the heavenly Jerusalem. Amen. Yeah, yesterday. Yeah, and I seek for the Lord yesterday from all my heart, and until I realized that the Lord started to flow in me, and there was joy and peace and satisfaction, and this well really washes away all the old things, the thoughts that are in our heart. And yeah, if the Lord starts to flow, it's gone suddenly, and it's all washed away. And this is so precious. So I really experienced, I called the name of the Lord until He became living in me. Amen. I thank the Lord for this well of salvation. Amen. Okay, give us your speaking tonight. We're hungry for you, Lord. Speak to us. What is in your heart? We want to press on, go on with you. We want that your kingdom would come onto the earth. Thank you, Lord, for your speaking tonight. Thank you that we can drink from you. Yeah, may many find you in this time. Everyone who received this word, guide them to wells of living waters. Thank you, Lord, for the wells of salvation. Yeah, today we had an exam at the university, and in this semester we told them three times in this semester about the Lord. We preached the gospel to them three times this semester, and not really much happened. But today there was the exam, and after the exam, a student came down to me. There were several hundred people, students. And he said, wow, that was my last chance. If I don't make it, I'm out, and it's over with my studies. And I told him, I cannot do much. I will look into the exam, but I have to see what happens. I couldn't give him a definite answer right after the exam. But what I found interesting when I told him that, he looked at me. I think only praying helps. And and that's what he remembered there. And I told him, that's also my experience. Pray to the Lord. I was really happy. I don't know if he said that to anyone else. But for sure, because of the lectures, what he heard about the gospel, there was something in his heart. And instead of doing crazy things, esoteric things, whatever, we went to Sharan's lately. That's what they do there. They're looking for some kind of wealth, some, and they want to find something, and then eventually they are one with demons. That's what you realize there in Sharan's, in this mountain area of Switzerland. But this student, he didn't seek for these wealths, but now he's praying. Yeah, of course I understand his burden. Yeah, if he cannot pass 2 years were for nothing, but I was happy that his word entered into him, and there was someone seeking and asking for God. Praying is wonderful. I'm so happy that the Lord let him receive something of the word which we preached. May the Lord draw more people to him. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Your word will not return empty, Lord. That's whatever you send it for. Also in this student. Yeah, may he turn to you fully. Intercede for him that he would really pray to the living, true, only God, Jesus Christ. May he break through. Yeah, and let him find you. Amen. Oh, Jesus, all the seeds that were sowed, everyone who's seeking for you, may they find you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me? Yeah. So I wanted to want to share something. It was really wonderful. Very encouraging. It's been a week. And one of my relatives, he needed to go to the hospital. It's 1 week, it's been 1 week. And they said his lung is not working anymore, and also another organ. And it was really a difficult time, and they were actually prepared that he would die. But when I heard that, I asked the Lord, how about that? And he gave me so much joy and hope. And that's what I then told my sister. And this was really a step that I did by faith to tell her that the Lord showed me, told me to be hopeful. And like Romans 10 says, with the heart we believe for righteousness. And the mouth we confess for salvation. And then now yesterday, they could, it is really like so much better now. And it's really wonderful, and really want to praise the Father for this step that I could make by faith. Yeah, amen. And also today at work, when I shared that with a colleague, there was really a testimony for her. This word of God is.
Danke, Herr. Amen. Danke, Herr.
Yeah, we pray for the sister of Valentina and her husband, that you would save them for Zion. Yeah, we pray in this process that you would make use of it, that they would ask for you, for your purpose, for your plan, your will. Amen. And save her niece also. Yeah, turn her heart also to you. Show her that prayer is really useful, that you hear prayers. It was really wonderful and strong to talk to my mom today. She's in Babylon, she's Catholic. But yeah, now she's really much more open to speak to me about the faith. And she said she prayed to some kind of saint. But I told her, you can only pray to God. And I told her, you pray to God or you pray to the devil. And she heard that and didn't say something. And usually there would be a strong reaction if I say something like that. But she said nothing, and that was really, and she made her really think about what I said. And yeah, I want to praise the Lord for that. Amen. I also want to share something. Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, yesterday I was in a situation with my friends who were unbelievers. I met with them, and in the afternoon an elder woman came and she told us that she's 90 years old and she didn't look like that. Then we had a conversation and I thought, she's 90 and she doesn't know about Jesus. And Wilfried sent me a lot of tracts. And then I had these small booklets, From Darkness to Light. And I gave her that. And the other elder woman, I gave her that, and one of my friends also. But then suddenly the conversation was about church, like Catholic Church and Protestant Church. And unfortunately, people many times they connect the faith with that kind of church, but I was still really thankful that I would take these tracts. Amen. Also in Dülmen, yeah, do your work, Lord. Be with these contacts of Edith. May your word run swiftly. May she be a shining lampstand for you. Yeah, make use of the seed that was sowed and that it would bear fruit. May Edith continue to speak your word in Dülmen. May your light shine in Dülmen, Lord. And this week, one day, when my start into the day was not that good, and I thought like, okay, I'll go out and walk and pray to the Lord. And I told the Lord, now I can put off the old man and all the old things, like it said in the New Testament, put on the new man, Christ. And then I remembered, to put on the new man is this priestly clothes. And I remember these colors in this priestly garment, like the red color, how the Lord washed away all our sins through His death. Then the blue color, heavenly color, purple, the kingly color. He has made us kings and priests, and then white. And then I started to pray, Lord, give me this white garment, the righteous deeds, and show me what you prepared. It was so practical. And then gold, and gold is also in this garment. And I told the Lord, I want to buy gold from you. Give me much wisdom for this day. And then the effort, the breastplate, yeah, with the New Jerusalem, these stones, these precious stones. And I didn't have much time, but then I started to intercede for brothers and sisters, and I realized even this, only this is work, to put on this priestly garment is so practical for our prayer and experience. Yeah, I had the same, I want to continue with that, Revelation 1:13, the Lord is described, and it says there, in Revelation 1:13, he's clothed with a garment down to the feet, and it shows he was fully clothed, nothing was visible, and a priestly garment is there, that the flesh would not be visible. And in the past, the Lord reminded me many times about that and gave me light. Everything that I do, especially for Him, should not be for myself. And the Lord showed me how many times I did things out of myself in the past. Yeah. So quickly you want to serve the Lord, but you didn't do it according to your own opinion, with your own righteousness. That's how you judge. And the Lord opened my eyes about several things, and I became this impression that I need this clothes. Even the Lord put on this clothes before He served us, the church. How much do I need this garment? And unfortunately, in the past, I didn't have such a conscience. And I want to learn. Then many times this week, the Lord showed me, put on me. Don't stay in yourself. And just do something out of yourself for me. But put me on. Take me. And this is so precious. And that's what I realized. That's what I really need. I really need that, to put on the Lord. Like John said, or like Johannes just said, it reminded me of this breastplate where all the tribes are there. And yeah, that's how we also carry one another. And I also started to intercede for the brothers and sisters, yeah. Lord Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Let us read Revelation 1:13. What John and Mark just shared, let us read it. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. Praise the Lord. Clothed with a garment. Yeah, you are the Son of Man, walking in the midst of the lampstands. Yeah, we also want to see you like that. Lord, thank you for this priestly garment that goes down to the feet. And girded about the chest with a golden band. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, you're in the midst of the golden lampstands. Yeah, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. Yeah, we praise you, Lord. We can read Exodus 28. Exodus 28. One to
five.
Exodus 28, 1 to 6. Now take Aaron, your brother, and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me as priest. Aaron and Aaron's sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar. And you shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother, for glory and for beauty. So you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister to me as priest. These are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, a skillfully woven tunic, a turban, and a sash. So they shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, and his sons, that he may minister to me as priest. They shall take the gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and the fine linen. And they shall make the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen, artistically worked. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Lord, may we be holy as you are holy. Holy clothes, holy garments. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, and the breastplate. Amen. Yeah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you carry us on your heart, that you intercede before the Father all the time for us. Yeah, that you judge us as the high priest until perfection. Oh, Lord, we want to serve you as priests with these garments. Yeah, we want to be well-pleasing to you. Yeah, we're not an offense for you, that you cleanse us and purge us, purify us. Save us that something of ourself would be visible. Yeah, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, I want to put on holy garments to be sanctified, that we would be able to serve you as priests.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. Holy garments for glory and for beauty. Amen. I found it good that the Lord, in Revelation 1, he is described as the high priest. And the high priest, and he's the high priest not for our salvation, in the first place, but for our perfection. Yeah, in the Gospels, he comes as a savior, but in a Revelation, he introduces himself as the high priest who wants to perfect us. In the first point that we heard already, his garment and his golden gird, and like we read, his breastplate, the effort. And on the breastplate, there are these 12 precious stones representing the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord really carries this whole people in his heart because he wants his people to be perfected. That it would be fully saved and sanctified, and that's what he intercedes for all the time, that we would all reach the goal. And that Paul, he knew that. There's a verse in Philippians 1 verse 6 that really spoke to me. Paul says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Amen. He was convinced 100%. Why? Because he knew Christ as the high priest. He knew the one who didn't just die for us and was the beginner for us, but now is the high priest for us. And not only Christ served like that, but then in verse 7, I was really impressed by that. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. Yeah. Not only the Lord carries the churches and the saints in his heart, but here Paul says, also me, also I have you in my heart. And therefore I'm confident that the Lord who has begun this work in us will also complete it in us. Yeah. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all. And that really spoke to me, and I practiced this work to bear the saints in my heart. Not only a little bit, not only some of them, but Paul had this experience, all of you. It's so good to carry the saints in your heart and to pray for them continuously, to intercede for them. Then we can make it. If we pray for one another in our prayers like this. Yeah, this is really wonderful. Praise the Lord. And it's not only one high priest carrying the breastplate, but we can all practice to carry us in our hearts to that we would reach the goal. Amen. Yeah, these garments are really a protection. If I put on my own garment, then so much of ourselves, which will enter into the church life, I take offense at you and you at me, and then we argue, and there are misunderstandings, and this is the old man. And it's so precious we can put off this old man. And that shows the priesthood. To put on the Lord is such a privilege of the priests. They are the anointed one. Those were the ones who had these pure garments. If we put on the Lord, if I put on this clothes, this garment, then there's no offense for me. The Lord really put on this garment all the time. Although there were so many against him and didn't understand him, he carries them onto his heart before the Father. All tribes were there. And the Lord didn't take away one of the tribe at some point, no. Although sometimes the tribe of Benjamin was almost like purged away or purged out, but because there was a judgment by the Lord. So on the one side you see the judgment, but on the other side you see the Lord carries us, guides us until the end. You see both things. You see the bronze feet, but then you also see the garment and the breastplate, and those things are connected. They belong together. So you need the judgment, but we also need that the Lord carries us. Sometimes we emphasize the love of the Lord, but the Lord is also judgment. So the Lord is not judgment without love. And this is really precious. I need this Lord really. I have to put him on. Because so quickly I'm in my own righteousness. And then I put down everything, so to speak. And we really need the Lord. And to put him on. It's so important that we learn that. And then we can be the house of the Lord. Okay, we're going to change translators now.
Ja, ich glaube, wir vorzulesen und auch zu beten. Ich habe so kurzes Krankheit. Oder gibt's den an? Danke. Ja. Das da, was du hast, ist das USB-C.
Und es war so, ja. Okay, das ist perfekt.
We had a very good fellowship yesterday. It was long and during night, but we read a psalm together, Psalm 121. It's a song of ascent. 121. I lift my eyes to the mountains, where is this? I will lift off my eyes unto the hills from where my help comes. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and the earth. This really gave me a lot of joy. And then Psalm 37 says, my body and my soul may perish, but God is always my joy and my peace. And then you are my rest, and you are my strength, and you clothe me with clothes of righteousness. It's showing the Lord carries everything. He's not only carrying a part of us or a part of the church, he's carrying everything in his hand. I want to also add to this what the sister said in the night. I'm encouraged by what the sister said to also share, because right now in my nights is not good, I can't sleep, therefore the morning is also very not so easy to come to life in the morning. But the Lord is so faithful. One morning he gave me many verses. I don't even know how I came to it. It is, the Lord is like the dew from heaven. And often it's mentioned together with what is under the earth, the well. So we get the, like the blessing from Joseph, which is in Deuteronomy 33:13. Mm-hmm. It says that it always says like there's dew from the morning and my roots are in the water of his wells. And I don't want to read all these verses the Lord gave me, but I was really so encouraged that the dew comes from the heavens and the well comes from below, and he, from all sides, he encourages us. At my workplace, I have a new task. And there were a lot of young people, young men at the work that came into my office. And I could share to them about the Lord. And one young man, I told him that I'm praying for him because the Lord put him on my heart. And it was such a good fellowship that I was very touched. And I really want to give the Lord all the honor that he gave me water of life that I can share even with others. Amen. I just want to add in and when the dew fell on the camp in the night, the manna fell on it. This also shows, you know, the manna is a picture for the word of God, and it's always fresh. It comes with the dew in the morning. So fresh. Amen. Lord, we praise you. Brother John is also here.
Ich wusste nicht, was das Problem war. Ja, weiter. Ihr könnt weiter Gemeinschaft haben, bitte.
Yeah, you just continue to our fellowship. Maybe you can share a little bit about the priesthood. We had from Exodus 28 about the fine linen, blue and red and all these colors that are in his clothes. So it is the cloth of the high priest. So we had this, so we have half an hour, and if you want to share something. For over 25 years, we had this word, and I was really touched by the high priest, the effort and the breastplate. It is over the heart. The heart is covered with this breastplate. Janina and I was in no church, and when we came and heard this word, I told my wife, I don't want to be alone without a church, but if the Lord has such a heart for his people, his church, that gave me boldness to come to the church back then, 25 years. And I thank the Lord for his word that he shared to us, that he spoke life. I'm so happy to read this word. Romans 5, verse 5 shows the love of God is poured out, and that shows his love. And this love drawed me and my wife to the church, and we want to follow unto today. Praise the Lord that you're still there up to now. The Lord is faithful.
Amen.
We also see that the priestly garment is very important. As priests, we have to put on this garment. Without this cloth, you cannot enter into the Holy of Holies. Without putting on Christ, it's all the Lord Jesus himself. We have to put on Christ, as written in the New Covenant. You know, when you started to believe in the Lord and get baptized, Galatians 3 says that we have put on Christ. Everybody who is baptized into Christ has put on Christ. Many of us, many Christians, are not aware that we are should put on the Lord Jesus. But before you put something on, you have to put off the old man. This is our daily experience. If you put on new clean clothes, you want to put on new clothes, what do you have to do? First, everything old, maybe dirty or not clean anymore, you take it off. Nobody puts on a fresh new cloth above your old. Do you do that? Nobody does that. But in your spiritual life, this normal, easy understanding we do not have. Colossians emphasized this, that put off the old man, take it off, and then put on the new man. Put it on. This is something we need from our beginning of your faith, your Christian life. You should learn that after the baptism. You have been put in Christ. We baptized into his death. Our old man has been crucified with Christ, and in resurrection we put on the new man. This is a wonderful fact, a truth of your baptism. We're one with his death. We're one, so we're also one with his resurrection. So this process is so important in your daily life. It's not just once and for all. No, daily. Like Ephesians 4 says, put off the old man and be renewed by his spirit, by your thinking, and put on the new man. And this new man daily has to be renewed. Paul says, although our old man is consumed, our new man will by day be renewed. This should really be our experience. To put on Christ is so important, especially if you want to serve priestly. Like Ezekiel, he is very clear that when we want to go into the holy place, then we have to really put off this normal clothing and put on special priest clothes. This is what Ezekiel tells us. This is normal. And if you do not put on this cloth, you cannot really serve in a priestly manner. Therefore, when you look at Aaron and his sons were sanctified for the Lord, and first of all they had to put on the new clothes. Leviticus 29 shows how they are consecrated. But the cloth is the beginning. Christ, in the New Testament, we put him on to be consecrated. And how does this cloth look? And this cloth show are in Exodus 28. You can see the cloth. The materials. Only the materials are so important to see the garment. There's gold in it. A holy nature of God. Revelation 3 says, come to me, he says to Laodicea, and buy gold from me, refined by fire. It's a special, it's a heavenly gold, a special one. Everything that God is possessing, what is him, that's gold. Also his word, Psalm 19, is like precious, like gold, more precious, sweeter than honey. The word of the Lord is so precious. And of course, God himself is the most precious, the precious person in this whole universe. And without gold, you cannot build the church. You have to build with what? Gold, silver, and precious stones. That's what is written in 1 Corinthians 3. Not your natural being. You cannot build a church. We will argue and be upset because of small things. And if somebody criticizes you, we think, oh, and there's unrest and fights in the churches. And then there's split and so many distractions among the saints today. That's why you have to learn. It's only by our wonderful Christ we have to put on. And the baptism, you know, it says it's not into the water. No, it says into Christ. You put on Jesus. No more Greek, no more Jew, no more slave or rich person. Nothing. It's Christ who is all and in all, the new man. This is a reality, but it has to be your reality in the daily life. Therefore, Paul says, to live for me is Christ. How often do we do that? We live ourselves. We do whatever you want to do, you do. What I like, I do. We all do that like this. We have not learned to live Christ. But the attitude of Paul in Philippians is he wants to make Christ great in all things. He wants to shine. But we make us great in your work, at home, in the relationship. It's me. I have to have right. Make myself big. But Paul says, to live for me is Christ. I want to gain more of Christ. And this is what we want to have, Christ. Because our God and Father
an Ebenbringung
wants to, yeah, Christ wants to bring to our Father enjoyment. Christ is enjoyment for God, our Father. Christ is our life, inwardly, but he outwardly is also our clothes, our fine linen to put on. It's Christ in our daily life, in our walk. What does it help if it's our life? It is, you know, you receive the life, but this life sometimes is like locked up, like in a closet, in a clothes, in a cupboard. You are like a cupboard, a closet, and Christ is a nice cloth, but you put it in your heart. It's only inside, and you don't put it out on. In your daily life, you don't have it on. You locked it up in your closet, but you didn't put Christ on. You know, if you put Christ on, you also have to have this concept that it's so practical, because you put on other clothes if you go outside, right? If you go to your office, you put on office clothes. Or if you go to a wedding, you don't go with your old jeans and dirty clothes, working clothes to the wedding. Remember in Matthew, the king invited everybody, but then there was one guy, the Lord saw him, he came without wedding clothes, and he sat there. Then the Lord said to him, "Friend, how did you come in here without wedding clothes?" So this cloth is important. What does it mean you put on Christ? It has to do with your daily conduct, your walk. If you're at home, you think it's okay. But at home you put on clothes, right? What you put on home. If I go outside, wherever I go, depending on the occasion, I put on, everybody of us put on some different clothes. And we see, as believers, we have to put on Christ. This is what Paul means, to live for me is Christ. Also outside. Or at home, you know, with family, it must be Christ. If you are at home and you live different than in the house of God, in the church, then you have two types of life. Does that work? No. But in our walk, in our daily conduct, our clothes. You know, the clothes in the Bible are meaning your conduct, how you walk. And this holy clothes expresses the beauty of Christ. Everything else is not so nice. Maybe you think it's nice, but it's not nice. Only Christ is wonderful and glorious. If we read in 1 John about the manifestation, of eternal life in you, it cannot hide. It must come out, be revealed. Meaning you also put on Christ. Both these aspects are very important. You have received life, and it's not there to stay in you, but it must be revealed, it must be viewable in our daily walk. It should come to expression, glory. That's the reason why you should put on priestly garments. Didn't Moses say so clear? The clothes for Aaron and his sons are for his glory and for their beauty. Don't think you can just come to the feast as priests of God and just bring something for some offerings, but not in a holy way. This doesn't work, but it's an exercise. You have to exercise this. And this is in your daily life at home. When you're at home alone, you think nobody sees you. No. The mystery of godliness is what? Is revealed in spirit, but seen by whom? By the angels. The angels are not only here in the meeting. They also see what you do at home. Don't think nobody is watching. In Zion, it says there are thousands of angels. 10,000s. Invisible for your eyes, but you are not invisible for them. We cannot see them, but we are being seen by them. So this holiness, the holy priesthood, the house is a spiritual house. But what is the priesthood? What word? It's a holy and royal. Holy and royal. Holiness is so important. And that's what this cloth express. The holiness of God. Holy and godly. Like Peter said in chapter 3 from 1 Peter. Especially as the day of the Lord is really approaching. We don't have a lot of time. What conduct should we all have in holiness and godliness? It's an exercise. It will not happen automatically. But it's a cooperation with the Lord. It's not about if you go to bed at night, you don't put on a suit, right? No, you have the fitting clothes. And your daily life. To put on the fitting clothes, Christ, we have to have this awareness. And, you know, it's not for everyone, it's for the priests, for Aaron and his sons. The service is a holy service. It's not just any service. But to serve as priests, we all have to be holy. We have to put on this clothes. It's not only about description. You know, if you don't have the reality and the awareness, all this description here doesn't help you. But it's so practical to put on Christ in your daily life. In the last 2-3 days, I was very busy with work outside in the house because the electrical cabinet was a problem with all the lights in the house. Then I have to put on working clothes. I don't go out with wedding clothes to put on the electrical stuff. I have to put on my working clothes because I do something different now. And then in the end of the day, but I had to call an electrician. Yeah, to do it. So it depends on the work you're doing, what you wear. What job do you have? You put the clothes according to your job. Hey, we are the priests of God. If you daily serve Him, you have to put on clothes. We appear before the Holy God. He is holy. Therefore, Jesus says, be holy as I am holy. This is not a request, God asking us, please be holy. Please, please, dear brother and sister, be holy. No, it's actually a commandment. Be holy. If it is a commandment, there's no choice. Unless you say, okay, I don't want to be a priest. That's your choice. Then you don't have to be holy. But, of course, there's a consequence to that too. If you want to be a priest, then it is, be holy, for I am holy. If we come to the Lord, to His presence, we have to take care about this. In our sharing in the meeting, we don't make jokes. You know, God's word, you do not, you have to respect it. Because if He speaks, it's His person. If God speaks, it is His breath. He is speaking. So if we respect God, like in Malachi chapter 1, if I am your father, where is my respect? Where is my honor? You do what you want. You don't bring the best to me, but you keep the best for yourself. It says in Malachi. This shows us God, because He is God, He requires obedience and respect to be holy because He is a holy God. And this we have to have before we speak over the cloth to see it's a holy garment, holy cloth. That's why Ezekiel is very clear on that after the priests with their priestly service have done that, their service, they should take off and leave it at the holy place. What does that mean? Meaning this holy garment cannot be defiled by unholy things outside. Brothers and sisters, it's not about our knowledge, not only what we see. Chapter 28 from Exodus is for our service. Therefore, Paul often he says latreo. In the Greek word says it's a service, but a priestly service. We serve in the awareness that we are priests, not just any servant, a normal servant like a slave. Well, it's also a spec that we are slaves of the Lord. But latreo, this word, is a priestly service. And if you have this awareness, our meeting, especially to worship Him in the meeting, we will prepare the most wonderful offering gifts for Him, for the Father. Not just say something there, but in an unhonorable way to joke. Yeah, even if you share, don't make natural jokes. But remember, it's a godly in fear. How should we fear God, serve God according to Hebrews 12? Acceptable. Not only acceptable, does God accept how we say or serve Him? It might be acceptable, but He might not enjoy or like it. It must be brought in a holy way to Him, acceptable to God. It's a very strong word in English. Something you like it, but it doesn't mean you have to have it. You want to have it. It's acceptable. Will God accept everything? God will only accept from man what is holy. As it's written, without blemish, without wrinkles and spots, blameless. May the Lord be gracious to us. This cloth, this garment is our Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He's not only our high priest, but He's also what we put on, our spiritual priestly garment. The gold is so fine. The gold is so fine. It's not just so easy to make it. And the blue red and the purple fine white linen. It's all aspects of our God in his human life on this earth. He was not only God, but he was a real human, real humanity. He was a king, but also our savior. He's a complete man, righteous, no sin in him. To serve priestly as a priest is really not that easy. And then if you look on the ephod, on the shoulders, there are two wonderful stones, and all the 12 names are in these stones written, showing the Lord carries all us on his shoulders with the strength of his shoulders. It shows he can really carry us. If it's so, if something is really heavy, how do you carry it? Heavy things you put on your shoulder to carry them. All the saints. I want to ask you in Feingen, are all the saints same precious to you? Or are some more precious than others? Why are two onyx stones the same way? Same. And the names are not written for good or bad. Joseph is the beloved, put him first. If Jacob is the priest, he will put first Joseph. Oh, you think he would do that? Don't you have some favorite saints? You like those? You have more fellowship with them? They're better, easier for you? Or all saints precious to you? That's why the name that is engraved in the stone after the birth, Reuben was the first. Oh, he did such a problem, put him to the end. Put him to the end? No. The names are after the birth date, showing us God loves us all the same. Showing the Lord as a priest, the high priest. He has no he doesn't love somebody more. His love is the same to all of us. And as priests in Zion, we should not have somebody first. But we love all the saints in Christ. It's not so easy. That can only be from the Lord, right? We can do this. Only the Lord can do it. Then maybe we can also learn it. In the house of the Lord, we have to pray for all the saints. He prays for all the churches. He even calls them by name. Showing that Paul, I don't know how he did it, to pray for all the saints in all the churches. He reminds all the names. I can't keep all the names of the saints. Lord Jesus. Okay, Sister Venka, she's still in Hamburg. I'm not in Fying. But all the saints on your shoulders, wow. Learn when you serve as priest to put on Christ. Think and remember of all the saints. Even those who have problems, think about them and pray for them instead of criticizing them. Pray and carry all the saints. This is important. And then this breastplate with 12 stones. But these 12 stones are in a different way than up there. Because the building of the church is not according to your birthday, how long you are there. Everybody has his color, everybody has his function that it is built. These stones, it looks like the New Jerusalem in a quadrat, the holy city in Revelation 21. The construction is from the Lord, where which stone goes. You cannot choose, I like this brother, I'm going to be built up with him. With the other one, I don't like to be. You have no choice. If I had a choice, I would be in Fayingen. Not in Fountain Valley. But praise the Lord put me here. I don't have the choice. We have to carry all the saints, but the building up, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12, the Lord puts every member there where he wants it to have, in the body of Christ. I can't say, why am I just a thumb or a small finger? I don't like to be there. I want to be what? The nose. It has a proper function. Every member of the body, in his wisdom, he put to the place in the heavenly Jerusalem for wonderful function. So it's not nice if this small finger is lost. to see this beauty of this breastplate. Every member is a precious stone, a living stone, but not only a living stone, but a precious stone. Are the saints precious to you? Yeah? Or just the young people are precious to you and not the old? Huh? Those who are silent are not precious, but those who are talking and loud always, they are precious? We all are precious but different for the Lord. Learn to treasure all the saints in the church. The breastplate cannot miss in the building of the church. He carries the burden for the new Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem. This name is written where? On the head from the church, in the stars of all the church in Philadelphia. This name is written, not only the name of God, not the new name of Christ only, but also the name of the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of God. That must be on your heart, praise the Lord. That's why it's a breastplate. Priesthood is not only for you and yourself, for the priests, the only ones, but it's for the building up of the heavenly Jerusalem, Zion. It all belongs together. The precious, the transformation of this precious stones is so important that you are being transformed into His image from glory to glory, as into the image of Christ. This is so important. And for this transformation, you need tests. Many difficulties, sometimes problems you need to be transformed. Don't think problems is always bad. No, you need them to get there. Two things you learn from the problem. On the one hand, that we are full of problems. We have a lot of problems. But on the other side, it helps us to come to Christ. To come to Christ for your transformation, it helps you. Without heat, without pressure, without the situations you have, it will be very difficult to be His church. Therefore, in Romans 8, Paul says, all things serve to the best. What does all things mean? Just good things? All things are all things. All good things are for the best. All good and all not good. What do you like more? The good ones. Only the good ones you like, huh? When you look back on your life, what do you learn the best? You're right. He says, you're right. In the end, you will thank God for all the problems He gave, allowed. Because it shows your true state. If I do not see my problematic state, I think, oh, I'm fine enough. this is what the enemy wants to convince me. Oh, you're fine enough. You're good. Just forget. It's okay with you. No, I'm not okay. Are you okay? No. Therefore, everything serves to our best, to the good and to the best for those who love God, who are called. What is his image? What is his calling? It is called for the heavenly Jerusalem, this glorious city he prepared. This breastplate, why is it called a, it's like a breastplate pocket in Germany, a pocket. What do you put in your pocket? If you go outside, you put the most important things you need. For example, your pocket, your wallet, you put in your pocket. If you go outside, the important things you put into your pocket. A mechanic will have a pocket, but a bag, but full of his tools, which is important. So this breastplate is a pocket, and what is inside of this pocket? Urim and Tumim, the two stones of light. This is the most important. We need the living, speaking, and leading of the Holy Spirit within us. You have a lot of questions in serving. If you want to serve the Lord and you have questions, where do you go? Oh, I'm gonna call brother so and so. Have fellowship with him. Let's speak. What does that mean? What should I do? The more you speak, the more confusion there will be. We have to go to these Urim and Tumim, these stones, to the truth, and that's only in Christ, the leading. In Colossians 2 says, in him is hidden. It's not that open, you know. In him is all the treasures of wisdom. If you do not understand something in the Bible, you read it. What do? You go to the internet. No. John says, you do not need the teaching from somebody, but what? The anointing spirit, the anointment that you have received by the Holy One will stay in you and will teach you all things. As priests, we really have to get this living speaking, the leading of the Lord Jesus in us, that is in you. That is what this Urim and Tumim stands for. Only what he speaks is truth, is right, is correct. All other teachings, they are just part, they are partial. Just some. We all only understand puzzle pieces. We are very limited with our knowledge and wisdom, and we think we know much, but hey, this is so limited. But the wisdom from above is hidden in the breastplate, in the breast pocket, in this wonderful priestly garment. You have it. hidden in the inwardly, the blue, and a cloth down to the feet, all in blue, blue, heavenly, has blue clothes underneath. We have to be heavenly, not earthly. And then you have the white garment, showing the righteousness, as Revelation says 19, the fine white linen. In chapter 1 and chapter 19, a white cloth showing the righteousness of the saints. The holiness and righteousness, even the righteous deeds, what you do. So it's not your own righteousness. One verse Paul says, Philippians, just a few minutes and I will finish. He doesn't want to be found in his own righteousness. Why? Because Isaiah says, our righteousness is like a dirty cloth. Even you think you're right, it is corrupted. Therefore, in the house of the Lord, learn to take the righteousness in Christ. Then there will be no problem in the church. And this is an exercise. Therefore, in Isaiah 11, it is the fear of the Lord. And the Lord enjoys this, that we don't judge things as we see them. But what we see is not correct. What you see is just outwardly. Only the Lord can see what is inside, what is invisible, but you not. He looks through into the heart. You just see outside what do, and you just hear what people say this and she says that, and then you judge. Learn. If you don't learn it now, you have no more chance to learn it. Especially those who judge in the church, who serve among the holy ones in the church. You really have to learn that. Last point. In the white garment, there are golden what? Bells, golden bells. What do bells do? Noise. They make noise, right? Not the, like the church building outside. It's golden bells, very small and very well. They sound nice. They're very pleasant, and there are a few. And then there are more pomegranates, small golden pomegranates, showing the fullness of life. Not only life, but the fullness, not a little. If you open a pomegranate, you cut it half, so many seeds, full and red and full of juice, full of life. A lot of fruits have one big, big ugly seed. Big seed. But this fruit, full of red, juicy seeds, full of life. And there, a golden bell, a grenade apple, a golden bell, a grenade apple, one after the other. Showing we should be fine, often in our natural being. It's a fine life with golden bells and full of life. As our Lord Jesus, when he walked on this earth, he was so fine. He was not so rough. But he was passionate. He was sensitive and felt with the people. Wherever he goes, he does everything in openness. The bells where you walk is open, it's not hidden. You don't go secret. We have an open life and we have a secret life. But everything what the Lord does, what the priests do in their servant, has to make noise with the small bells that everybody sees, godly conduct. No secret. If you do something not good, then you want to do it in secret, that the people don't see it. No, if you serve as a priest, you have nothing to hide. In the house of the Lord, if you serve, you don't have to hide anything. You can take bells. Also in your personal life, you should train this. If you think nobody hears, you're wrong. The Lord hears. The angels see and hear. Only if you do not have it, you cut off all the bells. And you have a cloth without these. But I hope we learn from this priestly garment. It is Christ you have to put on in your service, priestly service. Holy and glorious and well-pleasing to God. This qualifies us to go into the holy place. Praise the Lord. See you soon. The Lord be with all of you. Lord Jesus. Is it allowed to still say something? In last days, I'm very touched by the glory and holiness. I realize I'm getting weaker and my life is going to end, but to the Lord. But I'm more and more touched by holiness. without holiness, nobody can see the Lord. This is written. And therefore, Christ made for us to holiness. It's wonderful. And we are in this process to be sanctified, to be made holy. Lord Jesus Christ, holiness is the beauty of His house. That is written. That is so important. And the Lord is faithful. We are being sanctified. How? I'm being sanctified when I have interaction with the Lord, because He is the Holy One. And He blesses us with the Holy Spirit. And day or night, if I speak to the Lord, come to Him, I'm going to get holy. And the goal of holiness, written in His Word, is that glory comes out. Without holiness, in my personal life, without holiness, there's nothing there. And we want to see His holiness in all the saints. And one thing is very practical. We have this entrance in Christ. In Christ, we are seated even in the heavenly places. And in Revelation 5, if you look in the heavenly places, which are wonderful atmosphere of praise and glory to God, we want to be there. We can be there. They are so filled that they call, some of them only call, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. If you see Him, there's an enjoyment to speak out, He's holy, you only are holy. This is what touches me and where I want to continue to learn. And I praise the Lord, He has been made to our glory. Lord, bless us through and through. Thank you. You are our priestly garment. We want to put you on. You are our priestly garment this week. Lord, we put on Christ. Amen.